Don't touch that dial.
Average white man.
How many advantages could one person have? I'm a white man. You can't even hurt my feelings.
Average white man.
Whoa.
Average white man.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Average white man.
Welcome to the Average White Man Podcast, featured on ROCPodcast.com. I am Pat Sevens. That's Roy Q. Gordon.
Hello.
Your name still hasn't gotten any better for me.
Nope.
No, sorry. You can find us on Twitter at AWMROC and also AWMROC at gmail.com. Like us on Facebook by searching Average White Men. And Roy, you just got back from probably the worst state in the union, if it's not Ohio, in Florida.
Ah, yes.
Your homeland.
The Sunshine State. The land of my upbringing.
Yes.
Which explains a lot.
It does, because you generally come off as slight trash.
Slight trash.
You've been rehabilitated by coming up to Western New York, and instead of being just total trash, you're sort of revamped trash because you're from Western New York.
I'm repurposed trash.
You're repurposed trash.
Yes.
Not for nothing.
Recycled trash from me, that's right.
So your meemaw unfortunately passed away.
Right, my meemaw. I've never called her
that. I'm going with meemaw.
That's fine.
You didn't call her meemaw? Did
no.
you have a nickname
grandma.
For your grandmother?
Grandma.
Just grandma?
Yeah, we were all simple folk.
That's really boring. Wow.
She was also my first cousin, so.
Oh, okay, well, that happens. It is Florida. Other facts about your grandmother. She was 126, and she died in a gun blaze with Al-Qaeda.
That's
shut
right.
up to my little friend!
How was your trip?
It was fantastic.
You haven't seen your family
in years.
17 years. I'm going with just random facts.
That's fine.
Does that seem
it doesn't
right?
have to be completely accurate.
How
you
long,
got the point across.
How long was it?
That's kind of a personal question, don't you think?
Not your small, pathetic penis. I only say that because I also have a small, pathetic penis.
Welcome to Irish land.
Exactly.
No, it's been probably a good 8 years.
Jesus.
But longer since I've seen some of those people.
And
some of them I haven't seen in 20 years.
And by family, we mean like who? Like who did you see that you haven't seen in years?
My aunts and uncles on my dad's side.
Yeah.
She had, my grandmother had 9 kids.
Jesus.
My dad is the oldest of them.
And 9 fathers.
Yes.
I'm kidding.
All my other grandpas didn't show up. We couldn't track them down.
I kid, of course.
Except for the
17-year-old
one.
Well, yeah, that happens. So, wow, 9 kids.
Yeah.
So you have a lot of aunts and uncles.
Lots of aunts and uncles.
When's the last time? What? Do you have parents? Like, I don't even know
yes,
if you've had that conversation.
Yes, I do have parents.
Like, I have a dead
mom. I saw
mom.
Them, too.
Okay, that's good.
No, they're still very much alive.
Good. I'm happy to hear that.
They live down in the retirement area of Florida, which is everything above Palm Beach.
Correct. Yes.
So they're
everything that is not Miami or Fort Lauderdale.
Yes, yes. They're yeah. in that area of
gotcha.
The state.
They're living in something like something coast. Palm Coast.
Actually, they're right in the center of the state. So they don't have a coast.
That
I
might
think
be,
there's a lake there.
Can I tell you, that is bad planning. Because if you live anywhere but on a coast in Florida, you're way, or in Orlando, you can live in Orlando. But anywhere but the coast, what's the point?
If you're new to Florida, I could see you wanting to live. First of all, it's extremely expensive to live on the coast or even 5 miles in from the coast.
Yeah.
Or 10 or 15 or 20 miles in from the coast.
Okay.
You know what? I hate Florida. I love Florida and I hate Florida at the same time.
Why do
it's
you?
It's a really strange. Well, let's see. When I was visiting down there, if I could stay just in my brother's house
mm-hmm.
and sit by the pool and he's on a canal, he's like as far west as you can get in the Fort Lauderdale area by, mm-hmm. and still have an ocean access canal so he can take his boat out into the ocean.
Okay.
And like one block further west, you can't. There's a lock system there and everything. If I could just stay in his house and not go anywhere, I would love it.
But that's not exactly how it
but,
works.
Yeah, life isn't really that way. You do have to venture out of the house eventually. And that's when just it all goes sour.
Well, there's so many dumb people there.
It's not even so much the dumb people. Well,
it's not so much the dumb people as it is just the dumb people.
It's just that there's like 10 million of them. And they all live, you know, in that two block area.
They live in the tip.
The right. Tip they live in the shaft.
They live in the tip and the shaft of America.
Yes.
That is Florida. All right. So you saw the family. Did you? You were worried about how much you would drink. Did you drink heavily?
I didn't drink heavily. No.
Good.
I did a little drinking. I had some. We watched the Dolphin game, and I drank some Guinness.
Did you just call me a homosexual?
I did.
Because I swear that's what just came out of your mouth.
What, Dolphin?
Yeah, homosexual. I keep hearing. Why are you calling me a homosexual? You know, I'm pro gay rights. I want you to know that right now. But anyway, continue.
Yes. So it was fine.
Okay, good.
It was good. It was a good trip.
How was you know,
the trip part of the trip wasn't the best part.
Well, yeah, that was my next question.
Yes.
The actual traveling to Florida. First of all, where did you have to connect in? Because there are no flights from Rochester to anywhere in Florida directly. Sometimes Orlando.
There used to be. There used to be.
Yes. There used to also be smoking on planes during that day.
We used to call them. What we used to call them, stewardesses.
Stewardesses, and you could slap them on the ass and it was perfectly acceptable.
And now they're like flight facilitation technician or something.
It's a fancy way to say ho.
Yeah, no, come
I'm kidding.
And they're getting older, at least, well, the ones that I had.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get on a flight and there's like, they're drop dead gorgeous. You're like, oh my God.
Sometimes.
But
I had an ex like that. My ex was a flight attendant.
Oh.
Yeah, she was a cutie, which was, she had to do, I got on a plane once and she put me in first class, which by the way is awesome.
Did you join the Mile High Club?
No.
Don't you?
No, because she was working.
Yeah.
She was working. So, yeah, she was working.
She's something. Working the corner in the sky, baby.
Yeah. It's just funny because you either get that hot chick who's like, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to U.S. Air, you know, whatever
yeah.
it is. Or you can get the other option because there is no middle ground. You're right in flight attendant land right now. It's you get the young hot chick or, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for flying American Airlines.
I've been doing this for 35 years and I'm talking out of a hole in my throat. Please stop smoking. Do we still do that? How do you stop smoking?
If you want a blanket, go to hell.
She's sitting there with one of those e-cigarettes, like through her throat hole. Yeah.
The doctor tells this is much better.
So, okay, so what airline did you fly? It doesn't really matter. They all suck.
I was on Delta. And actually, the flying experience was fine.
Good.
The rate was okay.
Good.
Yeah. The biggest problem that I had was with the fellow passengers, my fellow passengers.
That's usually what the problem is.
Oh, my God!
Did you have a baby?
Not on the flight.
Good.
But I am almost full term.
Good. I'm glad to hear it.
There were no babies on the flight, thank God. But, man, just some people, you know, okay, I used to fly a lot, and this is both before 9/11 and after 9/11. Now,
okay.
I haven't flown in probably, you know, 6-7 years or whatever it's
sure.
been. But it hasn't changed that much in that time.
It still goes up. Flies in the air and lands.
I'm talking about the security process, the boarding process.
Yeah, it's the same bullshit over
okay?
and over again. Yeah.
You go there, you get on the line, you have your freaking boarding pass and your ID out. You empty your pockets of anything metal.
Right.
You empty your person of anything metal.
Right.
You have shoes that are easily removed so that you can put them in the thing.
If you're brown, you go in a special back room and get some kind of cavity search.
Right.
If you're brown at all.
And I ran out of all my brown skin paint. Damn it! I was hoping to party.
I was hoping that for once you'd get some sexual pleasure in your life, but apparently not.
I did it one time, and I'm like, you don't have to use the glove. No, you don't have to.
No,
that's fine.
Just go in. Just go in. I take a pill.
Oh.
Oof. Nasty.
That's nasty.
So what kind of bad passengers did you have? Like, because I've flown not a ton, but enough to know that people can just be awful.
Well, first of all, everybody's got their phone out. Nobody's paying attention to anything. A guy could walk, besides the security people, which that's debatable.
Right.
A guy could walk through there carrying a dachshund under one arm and a big roll of sausage on the other.
That's an interesting thing to pick there.
I know.
You know, usually people are like, a guy could just walk through the airport right now, no problems with, you know, an AK-47 and a BAM with a picture of Osama bin Laden.
I was in Florida. Everybody has that.
That's true. Everyone does have that. It's Obama's fault.
No, just to try, you know, something outlandish you could walk through. Nobody's paying attention. They're all on the phone.
And this is just, you're talking about the terminal.
I'm just talking about, everywhere.
No, nobody's paying attention because you're trying to entertain yourself with the fact that you're going to spend the next several hours in a terrible, cramped space with people who will pass gas.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, even so, people waiting in line with the time you should be paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the line zigzags, you know, back and forth until it gets to the actual machines, and then you're sitting there. I was sitting there going, "Hi, can you move up? sir?
Security lines? No one fucking pays attention in the security lines.
It's like, that's when you should be paying it. Move it quickly. Everyone bitches that it takes so long to get through security, and it's because they're stupid.
Right.
They're assholes.
The guys up there, the TSA agents, are actually pretty quick and thorough. They do this all day. They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Whether you like it or not. My favorite is, you're in the security line, and every third person, it seems, gets up to the front of the line like, oh, you needed my ID and ticket? Let me get it out from the 8 layers of shit I buried it under. Do you not know that you have to have this shit to get on the plane to begin? Why is it anywhere but in your fucking hand?
Well, this is what happened. When I left, when I left Fort Lauderdale, the lady is there. She was a barker. Mm-hmm. She was a security barker. Her only job was to sit in the middle and yell at the top of her lungs to everyone what they were supposed to have out, what they were not supposed to have out, and how to proceed through this thing to speed things up.
Yeah.
And I swear, it was like she's going,
oh, she was speaking Floridian.
Right.
Good.
No, actually, that's what the people heard.
Yeah.
So the guy in front of me, classic, he's got his coffee.
Good.
He's got his jean shorts on.
Oh, well, I mean, classy.
With the belt and the huge belt buckle.
Good.
The steel-toed boots that are you know, laced all the way up to the top.
And are completely unnecessary in 90-degree fucking Florida.
Yeah. Well, you know, snakes.
Yeah.
I guess.
Sure.
They run rampant through the terminal.
Apparently they do. They just let snakes.
Rattlers everywhere.
They got to travel, too.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there going, this guy is going to hold up the line.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm like super efficient. I've got my shoes are all ready to slip off.
Yeah.
I don't have anything in my pocket. I put it all in my bag. I got my lap. The bag is slightly unzipped so I can pull the laptop out, throw it in there. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
I seriously can get through security in probably 17 seconds.
Yeah.
I'm that good.
I'm kind of the same way.
And it's like you focus and it's really not that hard. This guy, he's, you know, when people like, when they're rushing through something, they become very almost Parkinson's-like. Their hands start shaking. They can't grab anything. Stuff's falling all over. And all the time, he's holding his big, totally full, piping hot coffee. And mm-hmm. I'm like, I think it's been 13 years since you could walk with a coffee through?
Yeah, it's a liquid, asshole.
Any kind of liquid through the security? And he just bought it. And it's like, oh, I just bought this coffee, and I swear to God, everybody in line went, aha. Like, they just all made this noise, like,
You're a dumb fuck.
Idiot.
Wow.
Yeah, you and your muscle shirt.
The dumbest thing I ever did in a security line going anywhere, I think I was going to, like, morning show boot camp in New Orleans or something like that.
Okay.
So I have this backpack, and it was my wife's backpack. Just a camping.
Hello Kitty?
Yeah, it's definitely got Hello Kitty on it. It's very, very fabulous. And I thought I had emptied it out, so I had my laptop and just stuff for just, you know, on the plane in there. So I get up to the security line, and they're like, you know, check your pockets and, you know, make sure everything's open, whatever. And I unzip one of this front pocket that I really didn't think of, and there is a lighter, a knife, and a stack for no reason of Sailor Moon trading cards.
Okay.
Which is just awkward.
Any mineral water in there?
And no.
Vaseline.
I know, you'd think, right? So, but I don't really notice that it was in the pocket. I just kind of unzipped it so that the security, when it goes through, that if they need to go through, it's already open, and I figure it's easier for them. So it goes through the x-ray machine, and they go, sir, step over here. And I'm like, oh, what? What, like...
Yeah.
Whenever they say step out of line, you're thinking I'm about to get a cavity search. This is going to be terrible. So this large security guy looks at me and goes, sir, what is this? And he holds up the knife. I'm like, oh, my God. Where was that? He's like, it's in the front pocket, sir. Sir, you know, I'm going to need you to go ahead and empty out all your pockets and you know, stand right here. And I'm like, I'm sorry. He's like, you know, you can't bring these on. I'm like, I know. I'm a moron. I forgot to check the pot. Just take it. It's like, you know, we can't mail. I'm like, just take all of it. I don't care. Just take whatever you want to take out of my bag.
Yeah.
I just don't want to go to jail.
Yeah.
I just don't want to go to jail. That's all. I'm so sorry. Big mistake. And it all worked out. But you have that moment where you're like, I am just so stupid. Of course, you know, the liquid thing. with a coffee.
Well, yeah. That,
you're a fucking moron.
Everybody just wanted to take the coffee, take off the cover, and just scald him.
He should have done that. That would have been
just
fun.
Like, there's your coffee! Yeah, a couple of years ago, I, being a video geek, or a vidiot, as I like to call myself, I had the multi-tool handily attached to my belt. When I walked through security, and I went, ah, I just came from a job.
Yeah.
And I was late for my flight, and I forgot to take it off.
So now you lose that, don't you?
Just bought it, too. $65.
Good. Good.
Now they have the little envelopes where they mail it back to you. Like,
yeah.
You put it in there, but that was before that, so it just went in the big, hey, this is my son's new gift.
The fastest line I've ever gone through, believe it or not, was at Hollywood International in Fort Lauderdale. That was the fastest line I've ever gone through at an airport. I walked up to security. There wasn't many people around. They looked at me, and they looked at the other people, and they looked at me again. They're like, you're fine. Just go.
What? How long ago was this?
This is past 9/11.
Yeah?
This is well past 9/11.
That used to be my favorite airport to fly through.
Yeah.
There was a time where Fort Lauderdale International Airport was like Rochester. It was a small, nice little airport. If you really wanted to, you know, get to the serious flights, you had to go down to Miami.
Yeah.
But Fort Lauderdale was like, I'm going to fly out of Fort. I used to request that. I'm going to fly out of Fort Lauderdale because it's easy. Not anymore. It is a beast of a freaking airport now.
It's no good. I don't like that.
It's still better than Miami, but oh boy.
Yeah. Not good. Yeah. All right. So the trip was good then.
Yeah. It was good.
You didn't kill anyone on the way down.
Oh, the best part.
Yes.
I will close with this.
Uh-huh.
So, you know how they go through the thing when you're about to land, and they say, we're in final approach.
Final descent, approach, whatever it is, yeah.
Keep, you know, the seatbelt light is on.
Turn off your shit.
Turn off your shit, put it away, put your seats up, your tray tables, da-da-da-da-da. So they do that, and probably a minute after the pilot makes that announcement, all these people start walking to the back of the plane, and there's a flight attendant in the aisle there. She's dealing with a passenger, and the guy kind of just like scoots by her. He's not nice about it either. He's like, gotta get by, you know, and so she notices him and goes, sir, why are you out of your seat?
Yeah,
I gotta use the bathroom. She goes, okay, well, did you hear the announcement that
did you hear the announcement that we're going to be landing shortly?
Two other people walk past her, and she's looking around. I can see her face like, what is wrong with these people? And so she turns around and announces to the whole cabin, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have to circle now. Our flight, our landing is going to be delayed by now at least 25 minutes because we're not allowed to land when people are not in their seat. And the announcement was already made, so now I'm going to have to inform the pilot that we cannot land by FAA regulations, because these people have to use the bathroom.
Wow.
And they there were like four guys waiting there, and they all turned totally pale, and they scurried back to their seats. And a couple of us were like, yeah! So it was the first time I ever saw anyone get shamed into sitting back in their seat.
That's amazing.
I really wanted to buy her a drink.
Just something you have to remember, flight attendants have all the power.
They really do.
You can't fuck with flight attendants. They have legal power over you in those skies.
Yeah.
So they can fuck with you all they want.
It was awesome. And you know how when you're walking out and they're like, thank you. She was like, thank you. I said, no, thank you very much. And I gave her an open mouth kiss in her blowhole on her throat.
Ew. Average White Men presents The Shit You Didn't Read in a Newspaper, because who the fuck reads a newspaper?
Brought to you by Cocaine Toothache Drops, instantaneous cure. It's only 15 cents, prepared by Lloyd Manufacturing Company, for sale by all druggists.
That's my assistant, Roy Q. Gordon, who can't read for shit.
I have too much cocaine toothache drops in my mouth.
For when you want to get the twerks. I hear that's popular these days with the Miley Cyruses.
Brought to you by Roy Q. Gording, fucking things up for the last 17 minutes.
Brought to you by Miley Cyrus's vagina.
Wow. That's a pretty big sponsor.
Yeah, it's the shit you didn't read in a newspaper, because who the fuck didn't read a newspaper? Apparently the Bay Bridge is just going to fall the fuck over.
Yeah. Gotta love that infrastructure.
Isn't that great? Infrastructure is important. The Bay Bridge, of course, very small. And doesn't go over a large body of water. So I don't know how often you go that way, because if you don't live on the west side, or I should say the east side, yeah. and up in west, you might not go over the Bay Bridge very often.
I look at it every morning.
Right, and you know the Bay mm-hmm. Bridge, sure. And you know that if there's an accident on it and you're trying to go across it, you want to murder babies.
I'm actually in favor of the Bay Bridge coming down, because then that long, drawn-out feud between Webster and Rondequoit will finally be finished.
There's a long, drawn-out feud between Webster and Rondequoit?
They can build up their armadas again and fight for the land in the middle.
Oh, I really do want to have an old-timey classic sailing battle. I want to be a commandant or whatever the fuck they'd be and stand there with a dumbass hat. Fire!
You Arundequoitians, go back to where you're from. From whence you came.
From whence?
Whence?
Henceforth. Yes. I don't even think that's a word.
It is now.
Just a side note, you ever notice that, like, ship captains back in, you know, when they had sailboats and cannons would be like, tell the men to fire. Like, they can fucking hear you. They're below deck, and they're firing loud cannons that pretty much take out their hearing.
They're down there, toothless, covered in grime, going, ah!
So basically this asshole in a hat standing there thinking he's all badass really accomplished nothing other than just bitching at people all day. Congratulations. Yes, you're a Commodore. Fuck you. Anyway, I don't know where we got it.
Commodore.
You know what really grinds my gears? Commodores from the 17th century. Where do you people get off? So the Bay Bridge is going to fall down. Yeah, basically, they've been doing construction on this son of a bitch. It feels years. Like for 10 years.
Oh,
it really
God,
does.
Yeah.
And every time you go over the thing, you see the cones, and there's like work trucks at the beginning and end of it, and you're like, I don't know when the fuck they're going to finish this thing. Well, it turns out that the New York State Department of Transportation says an inspection found the potential need for additional steel repairs. Crews are conducting an engineering analysis to determine if those repairs are necessary, and they've closed the outside lanes to the bridge. Now, on the surface, you're thinking to yourself, well, okay, they have to do stuff to the bridge. This went from, okay, we're almost done with construction and no big deal, to holy fuck, get all the people out here, the shit may tip over. That's actually what's going on. The bridge is in that bad shape. If you drive a heavy, you know, semi-truck or something like that, if you drive a semi that just has some kind of, I think it's an R license, you are not allowed on the bridge.
Wow.
That's how bad the bridge is.
Wow.
And just for the record, if it were to collapse, you're going to die. Because if you jump off the Bay Bridge, like if you just jumped off it, it would be like hitting concrete.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because it is very high up. You don't think about how high up it is.
Tremendously high up.
Yeah, it's a long way. So if your car goes through, I mean, you know, you're going to have a bad time.
I suggest you use Empire Boulevard from now on.
Oh, that'll be fun. Yeah, that'll be great. People are going to love that.
Oh, wow.
So avoid the Bay Bridge is the moral of the story today.
Could we start a barge service, like a ferry, like a car ferry?
Well, we already are ferries. But
ferrets?
Honestly, that might be what happens. I'm actually wondering if this gets worse. Wow. If they come out in the next few days and they say, we have to close it.
Where was that bridge collapse? That was in
Minneapolis.
One of the Twin Cities?
Yes. Up there, that way.
The Elmer Fudd moment.
Minneapolis. I can never say that city's name. Minneapolis.
Or Porky Pig moment.
That's all, folks. Don't die.
Excuse me.
Yeah, that happened up there because they just decided that bridge maintenance was overrated.
Well,
apparently.
They last forever.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, look at the Romans.
Yeah.
The Romans made those bridges and they lasted for eons.
Sure. Great. Until someone went over it with a car.
They were also designed for like oxen carts.
They were designed for people walking.
Traffic.
Yes. For someone's donkey.
Where someone who was overweight back then weighed
122 pounds.
Right.
And the tallest person was 5'3".
Yes.
Great. Here's something that's kind of pissing people off big time. Excellus Blue Cross Blue Shield announces that its Medicaid and Family Health Plus programs will be dropped. All together. So, Excellus has submitted the paper to New York State Department of blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, that's how I hear all of this stuff when it comes to insurance. Blah, 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 blah.
It means a lot of people are not going to have insurance. That's what it means. It's actually a big problem.
Yeah.
It kicks in March 1st for Monroe County and then, you know, for all the other counties right around then. This is because of Obamacare.
Has that been established? Is
no,
that for sure?
No, but that's probably what it is they figure, well, why should we do it if the government's saying they're going to do it?
Yeah.
And that's fine. to be honest with you. So it's a good thing, in my opinion. You should log on, go to the New York State Health Exchange and apply. Oh, wait, those don't fucking work, do they?
Oh, no.
No, they don't fucking work at all.
So they're furloughed.
They're furloughed, apparently. They're furloughed. This is kind of a douchey move. They're saying it costs them $100 million. They lose $100 million a year on this whole program. Mm. So people forget that these are corporations, these health companies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that they're businesses and they don't care about
them. They don't give a shit.
No. I mean, you know, we like to have insurance, but they're basically passing this off to Obamacare. So thanks for being dicks and not just adjusting your rates.
I know this is a podcast and you can't see us, but raise your hand if you have no idea what any of this means. Thank you.
Yep.
Because Obamacare?
Yeah.
I have no idea what it does. Mm-hmm. I don't even think they can explain what it does.
Are you poor?
Yeah.
Then you probably get Obamacare. It's just health insurance. It's health insurance. That's all Obamacare is, health insurance.
I know, but there's like the laws where it tells you that people are forced to have it, and if you don't get it, you're fined.
Yeah.
And that kind of stuff.
You have to have it just like you have to have auto insurance if you're going to drive. Mm. In this case, though, you have to live.
If you're gonna stay alive, you're gonna have to have health insurance,
and it's all weighted on your income.
Or we're gonna ticket you.
If you get offered by work, you have to take it. And that sort of thing.
Anything that's written by a politician or their flunkies, I think is screwed up from the get go. They never have my best interest at heart.
That's true.
Never.
That's actually 100%
true. They never could have.
No. I mean, in your interest, you want lots of donkey sex.
That's not so much donkey sex.
Oh,
I'd like the donkey to talk dirty to me every once in a while.
I don't think that's asking much. Why can't the donkey initiate? I'm just saying. Here's the worst kept secret in our area. Did you know that Abby Wambach, you know who Abby Wambach is, of course.
Yeah, I've seen him around.
Is gay. Shock face, right? Hold on. Brace yourself for that news. I want you to take a deep breath. Abby Wambach's gay. And she got married to her partner, Sarah Huffman.
Ooh.
And
she sounds hot.
And here's the thing. They got married this weekend, and the news is just breaking.
Yeah. Because she didn't go, we're here, we're queer, get used to it. She just had a private ceremony in Hawaii.
She went to Hawaii, got married.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you do.
Like everyone else.
Exactly.
I mean, maybe not in Hawaii, but most people don't have that chance. But
no.
None of this is surprising, though. And it's not because she plays soccer.
There's plenty of heterosexual soccer players.
Yeah, Alex Morgan's
girls.
Hot. I mean, she might be gay.
I don't think she is.
Girl.
Yeah, there's
girls.
Only one. There's only one.
Of course, there's only one gay female athlete, of course.
No, there's only one straight female athlete.
Pretty much. Some people are stunned by this. I don't know why you'd be stunned by this. I mean, I'm not trying to say that, you know, she looks gay or anything, but
she does.
She does. And
it has no effect on anything.
It really doesn't make any. Is she a bad role model? No. Now, no. She's a great role model.
All those girls at Mercy are going,
maybe we should be gay.
Yeah, maybe we should be gay.
Maybe we should finally come out of the closet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because trust me, the Mercy girls, yeah, totally not lesbians at all. Yeah, no, that's it.
Jeez, man. What's wrong with the Mercy girls?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Just like the guys over at McQueer.
How dare you say that about the Brotherhood of McQueer? I mean, McQuaid.
No. I would send my son there. That's a good school.
Yeah, no, really, they're all okay. Now, this story has absolutely blown my friggin' mind, and I don't know if you saw this. There's this family in Webster. They're suing Webster Thomas and the hockey team because their kid never got to play varsity.
Yeah.
He makes this kid, who's graduated, by the way, he's long gone. This is over with.
Yeah.
He's not, like, in high school anymore. I don't know what he does now, but apparently he files
bullshit
lawsuits.
He works up at the Sunoco right up the street.
He probably fucking does, to be honest with you. The kid makes the varsity hockey team as a freshman,
mm-hmm.
but he was academically ineligible to play.
Right.
So he didn't get the grade, so he got cut.
Right.
The next year, he apparently had some kind of knee injury or something. Or foot injury or something. Now, how he got the injury, who knows, but he got cut again. So then the next 2 years, the coach basically saw, yeah, we see you on the outside looking in, as in he's kind of just not part of their plans.
Right.
And he spends the next 2 years on varsity. So then for whatever reason, they hire a lawyer who's, by the way, disbarred.
Yeah,
currently.
What was up with that?
Like Christina Agola, who I have strong opinions on, but, you know, she'll probably try to sue me, too, so I'm going to just keep those to myself.
Okay.
Okay. They hire a suspended lawyer to file a lawsuit, because that makes sense.
Your Honor, ladies and gentlemen of the audience, I don't think it's fair to call my clients frauds.
Over wow. their kid not getting on the varsity hockey team. Have you ever heard of more entitled bullshit than this?
I know, that is just, it's bad enough when you see how things are, like everybody gets a trophy
yeah.
or everybody makes the team. So yeah. you've got 600 kids on the bench and, you know, the eight of them that are good are playing.
I know we lost all our games this season, but you're a winner.
Right.
Here's a trophy.
It's just like one of those high schools. What was it, like Leroy or one of those schools was they were complaining because they got shut out in the football game?
Yeah. I mean, in fairness, they all had Tourette's, but because every time, you know, they'd go to take a shot, it'd be balls.
Oh, balls.
Yeah. I'm sorry. That's very insensitive to people with Tourette's. Balls.
I wonder if this hockey kid was like, Mom, please. Please just let it go. Or is he the one going, I didn't make the money?
He has to be. What is he, Uncle Rico from Napoleon Dynamite? Oh, I wish I could go back in time. I'll take state.
Oh, man, I wish I could go back in time. I'd take
He's
state.
Off to the side of the road, like, slinging pucks into his van.
Seriously.
Eating steak all day.
They said in the lawsuit that he was cut despite his, quote, advanced skills. Okay.
You're too good for this team.
If he was so fucking good,
and
why wasn't...
And you can't spell cat.
And you can't spell cat, apparently, because you're academically ineligible. If you're so good, you'd be on the team. They said the coach plays favorites. Every coach plays favorites.
Sure.
Every single one. Is that right? Sometimes not.
Right. Their favorites are the best kids on the team.
Usually, or it's, you know, it's such and such's kid.
Or the ones that cut their balls.
He's not very good, but, you know, who cares? It's one of those things that just, it drives me nuts. Who's messaging you, bro?
Our next story.
Oh, very good.
That's so perfect.
Coming up soon, coming up shortly, Roy has an awful stalker. So this kid files this lawsuit. I don't know where it's going to go. Democrat and Chronicle are the people who got the story.
Yeah.
And it blows me away. And by the way, I call people because I know people in the hockey scene.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a good? That
you play
sounds
hockey,
so,
don't you?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
And I called and asked about the coach of what, you know, I'm thinking to myself, okay, because he took a leave from the program to coach in this Christian thing. And I said, you know, is this, it kind of seems weird, the timing and all that. He's just a super religious guy.
Yeah.
Like, he's done stuff with this program for years. This is nothing out of the ordinary. And on top of that, he's never been described by people who've played for him, played against him, coached with him, coached against him. No one's ever said that he's a vindictive type of person. So I don't know what else to say. It's way out of left field.
Ice or whatever.
Yeah, way out of the left face-off circle at the other end, though. Yeah, it's from the Zamboni. This family is just the most embarrassing piece of trash I've ever seen in my life.
Wow. And they're suing for untold damages.
Untold.
Now, where do they get their figure from?
And what is the figure?
He probably would have played these 2 years. He probably would have scored this many goals and quite possibly, would have gotten a scholarship to this school.
Yeah, he would have gotten a scholarship to RIT, played Division I. And then would have played in the NHL. Yeah, that's what would it no.
And then he would have became Russian and
yeah,
moved.
That's what would happen.
I mean, I don't get where they're. I'm fine. I understand having that feeling of like our son was held back.
Yeah,
because of something. There's something missing from the story. It just doesn't make sense.
The only thing that I can see missing from the story is that they're just pieces of trash.
Well, that's obvious. That's the main theme. But
yeah.
You know what? Like something. Like it'll once it's investigated, it turns out that the mom had an affair with this Christian coach. You know,
like
and
something.
Then, like there's something deep.
We're not saying that's what happened.
No. But there's something deep seated that's in there that happened that is not being spoken about.
Or it's just they honestly believe because he scored a bunch of goals playing against junior varsity people, right. He was going to go to the NHL. There's two or three people from Western New York ever
I, you know what? I played basketball when I was a kid, when I was 10 years old.
Oh, you would have gone to the NBA.
I was awesome. Mm-hmm. I swear to God, I was. Now, it was the Special Education League.
Well, and good for you. You dominated that Special Education League.
Oh, my God. I killed them.
You know what? And I played hockey. I mean, granted, it was sled hockey with the people who are crippled, and I wasn't in one of those chairs.
I ran circles around.
I skated literally circles around those bitches. You know what I mean? I should have gone to the NHL.
I think everybody, actually everyone who plays a sport should go to the pros. You should have that option.
You know, everyone should go to the, because you know what? We're all winners.
We are.
Roy, we're all winners, buddy. And that's what matters, is that, you know what? It doesn't matter that you can't skate or shoot or really do anything. In fact, it doesn't even matter that you don't own a pair of skates. It matters that you tried. It matters that you tried to get that pair of skates, and you deserve a hockey trophy and an NHL contract. Fuck you.
And then, this segment has been brought to you by the Concerned Mothers Association.
Yes.
We are really concerned about your mothers.
Yes. Especially those motherfuckers.
Play hockey in Webster,
where apparently you'll be cut by a vindictive coach.
Where life is worth skating.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Last week, in case you missed it, there's going to be playoffs in college football. But how are they going to pick the teams? Easy. Just put some ladies on a committee and have them pick their favorite color helmets. Yep. Pretty much what a guy from ESPN said. Women don't know football. It's a man's game, honey. Now make me a sandwich. In case you missed it, New York City strip clubs aren't showing Giants games for the rest of the season. Why? Because the Giants suck and their sucking ruins the mood. Last week, USC started their search for the next head football coach. They reached out to Tony Dungy and Jack Del Rio. But not really, because they were kind of catfished by Lane Kiffin. He's still at the airport waiting for his ride home. Last week, in Russia, the Olympic torch was lit and started its journey to the Winter Olympics, but the flame went out again and again and again, and then some dude lit it with a cigarette lighter. Don't worry though, only 40,000 more miles to go. In case you missed it, thanks to a new NFL rule, teams will now be forced to participate in HBO's Hard Knocks. But if your team is good, or has a new coach, or has been on the show before, it's cool, you don't have to play. In case you missed it, weed is like spinach. Former NFL running back and current marijuana connoisseur Ricky Williams said he toked up before practice and he could jump higher than everyone else, literally. Last week, WBO featherweight and openly gay boxer Orlando Salido said he would wear pink gloves and rainbow shorts for his WBO title fight this weekend. The gloves for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And the shorts? Well, he just likes rainbows. In case you missed it, Wizards rookie Otto Porter is looking to make his team relevant again. The other day, he went to get some lunch and saw a homeless guy. The homeless guy wanted some crack, but Otto didn't have any. He only had a sandwich. So he gave it to the homeless guy and then went to work on his free throws. My name is Smalls, in case you missed it.
Hey everybody, it's Ryan Schofield, host of The Sco Zone. If you like sports and you hate politically correct sports radio shows, you might want to check out The Sco Zone, available on ROCpodcast.com. It's sports from the degenerate's perspective. We bet you'll love it. No, seriously, I'll bet you.
Do women not know what a wedding ring is anymore?
I'm pretty sure they do. At least my bank account says that they do.
They do all the time.
Mine definitely does.
I mean, you know, my wife loves my wedding ring because it means I'm hers. So she likes to, you know, use that to her advantage.
Has your skin grown around yours yet?
It hasn't grown around, but there's definitely a wear spot. You know what I mean? Where it's
because
just,
even if you wanted to take it off, which
is
hard to do when you have fat knuckles, but
mine comes right off because I don't have that fat knuckle problem from all the jerking off. But that causes it, right? That's what causes it.
That's exactly what causes it.
So I'm going to give you this scenario, and it just kind of blew me away the other day. And I was flattered, but it just surprised me. So I play on a kickball team with coworkers, right? And we're all kind of new to each other because I haven't been to my current job for very long.
Okay.
So it's the last kickball game Tuesday. We go out to the bar afterwards as we always do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I have a couple beers and I go home. No big deal. So I'm sitting there and I'm talking to three girls that are on the team. They're young and they're 20s, very attractive. Mm. You know, and I'm just talking to them, not flirting.
No.
Nothing like that.
Never.
Because quite frankly, I don't really believe in cheating because in the end, it just causes more headaches than it does pleasure. So I just don't do it.
Which depends on which end.
That's also true. I mean, if it's a finger in my... Never mind. So we're talking. We're having this great conversation. We're joking around.
Yes.
And it feels nice because three attractive girls kind of seem into me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, nothing's going to happen. As a guy, especially as a married guy who's getting older and fatter by the day, it feels good to have that attention. So we're talking, and somehow the conversation, I bring up my wife because the conversation was pertinent to my wife.
Okay. And you're not thinking of not bringing up your wife.
No, I'm really not. I'm not trying to avoid my wife.
Exactly.
I'm not one of these douchebags who goes to the bar, takes off the wedding ring, goes, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
You know, with a mustache and, you know, as a douche. mustaches are creepy. So I say, yeah, so my wife, and all three of them, almost in unison, look at me, devastated, and say, oh, you have a wife? I said, yeah. Why, you didn't know I didn't have a wife? And they're like, no, we thought you were single. I'm like, why did you think that? I'm like, well, you know, we just thought. And I'm like, I have a wedding ring on. Like, I always have. I never take this off. I wear this in the shower. I wear this when I poop. I sleep with it. I never take.
And that was this part of the conversation? Are you just telling me this, or did you tell them that you wear that ring?
No, I said I always wear it.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I never take it off. I'm like, how did you not? And one of the girls is like, well, I just thought that was just some ring that, you know, because guys wear rings sometimes
on
like,
their wedding.
On my wedding ring finger.
Yeah.
Guys don't really do. Guys
that
do
would
that?
Actually be the opposite of what any guy would ever do.
Like an available guy. Really, like available women, available hot chicks will wear rings on their finger
to just keep guys keep like guys us away from them.
And then when they see someone they like, they take it off and switch hands or throw it out. I don't know what the fuck they do with it. They put it in their vagina. I don't know. It's their Nuva ring. They wear their Nuva ring on their finger until they see a guy they like, then they take it off. And that's how we get redneck babies.
Oh!
So yeah, they didn't realize I was married. This is the second time, by the way, at work this has happened to me. And I'm like, isn't the wedding ring advertising for I'm married?
Yes.
Isn't that the point of it, really? It's not just a symbolic thing. I mean, it's.
And that is an aphrodisiac to some chicks.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard that some chicks like married men, but.
Oh, yeah. No, some of them, that's their thing.
They like married men.
You know how
men.
Like some guys like blondes, brunettes, or anything with two tits, a hole, and a heartbeat?
I like the ones that, yeah, are pretty attractive and have holes and a heartbeat.
There are women who. They are only interested in married guys because it's a power thing for them. It's a conquest.
What kind of power thing do they get from it? What do you have to gain? Here's what's going to happen. You're gonna bang this guy, right? It's going to get complicated because one of you is going to have feelings. There is no such thing as emotionless sex. I don't care what anyone says.
I disagree.
Well, when you're married and banging your own wife, when you're trying to make babies, yeah, there's plenty of
now.
None.
Yeah.
I mean, I had friends in college that were just, you know, friends with benefits, but there were some feelings there. And in the end, somebody felt something, whether it be me or the other person. It was always me. I cried. So you're just going to end up being a homewrecker, and no one likes a homewrecker. So I don't understand why women would find that attractive. And again, they were disappointed that I was married and then immediately stopped talking to me. Mm-hmm. It was like I didn't exist. I'm like, well, but I was just being friendly. I wasn't flirting. I wasn't trying to get all three of you in bed. Oh my God.
All three of them.
Right?
Wow.
That's beyond the mountaintop.
That's a penthouse forum.
Oh.
When they lost interest in you, was it immediately right then and there?
Yes.
So they were just like, oh, okay. And then what did they do? Did they just start talking amongst themselves?
Yes. Yes, they did. I'm sitting there with my drink, and I went from talking with them, having a great time, to they started just talking to each other like nothing happened. Like, I didn't talk to them all night. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I just kind of wandered off, and then I left.
And you know what you need to do to get them even more interested in you?
Mm. I don't want them to be interested in me.
Yeah, I know.
But, I like having friends, for fuck's sake. It's fun.
What is it like? Tell me what it's like to have friends.
Complicated. But
someone always ends up having feelings.
Someone always ends up having feelings. And the next thing you know, the other friend doesn't, you know, it just causes a huge clusterfuck of problems. And
you should have told them that that's your wedding ring. And see, you already brought up your wife, so it wouldn't have worked. But you could have said, this is my husband and I got married. And that would definitely, that even makes it more of a challenge. Like, I'm going to turn him straight.
Yes.
Because somehow they're black.
I live an alternative lifestyle. It's from my partner. It's legal in this state, bitch. I mean.
Ever since, you know, somewhat related to, or completely unrelated to this, but every time someone uses the word partner now, it makes me think that they're gay.
Right. You can't just, you should be.
Like, and I'm talking about, like, my nephew is a firefighter, and he's talking about my partner.
Yeah,
and
my partner there, you know, what we were balls deep in this hot place.
He's not a Buffalo firefighter.
No, he's from Greece. It's okay.
Greece, whatever.
Not for nothing. They're the same thing. Greece, New York, and Cheektowaga are the same.
They say my partner.
Uh-huh.
You know, even a business partner, you just think, oh, wow, I didn't think he was gay. He doesn't seem gay. He's not gay. He's just got a partner.
For my bar, the bar I own, there's six partners. It sounds like we're like unbelievable swingers, right? Oh, you have six partners? Yeah. Why? Wow. Well, is that weird?
I hope you use protection because that's dangerous.
Honestly, God, it kind of sounds. You're right. It's a weird word, isn't it?
That word has gone terribly south.
Partner is going the way of supple. You know what I mean? Like
supple.
Just creepy, a creepy odd word.
So now what happened? Now, there's been time since you've had this little thing that happened at the bar with these girls. Mm-hmm. So you've gone to work and you had to interact with them in the workplace.
They're friendly, but there's just a whole different swagger now.
Different dynamic.
Totally
huh?
different. And again, I wasn't flirting with them.
Of course. Now, by definition, talking to another woman is flirting.
According to some.
By definition.
But my wife knows that I tend to have more friends that are girls than guys. I don't know why that is. It's probably because I have a vagina. But
wow.
Right?
It's an interesting dynamic in your relationship.
I thought it was an alternate
poop. Do you keep your ring in there?
Yes, all the time. Which ring? I'm not really sure.
The cock ring.
Yes. I keep my cock ring in my vagina, then take that out of my vagina and put it on my cock. I'm a very
so confused.
Complex person. I have plenty of friends that are girls, so it's because I like girls' gossip. You know what I mean? Like, they always have crazy fucking stories about shit, and it's
That's
entertaining.
True.
Whereas guys, I mean, if we go to a bar, it's like, so, what's up? Eh, work. Yeah, fucking work.
Yeah.
That's the end of the conversation.
Especially between two married guys, and I mean, I have kids, you don't have kids,
right.
So
we don't talk about that.
We have really absolutely nothing to talk about.
And, well, I mean, you know, we can talk about the sex that you don't have with your wife, and I could talk about the forced sex I have with mine.
Forced sex?
Well, when you're trying to make babies.
Oh, yeah. Are you guys still trying that thing?
Yeah, debatable. So I like talking to girls.
Yeah.
And so I guess maybe it's my fault. Maybe it comes off as me flirting when I'm not trying to flirt. I'm just trying to be friendly. I'm just trying to, you know.
You know what it is?
What?
I got it.
All right.
It's because you're confident when you talk to them because you have no ulterior motive. Like most guys do. You have a confidence because you're not even thinking about that. You're just going to, you know, hey, we're talking.
You just took my mind and banged it hard.
Wow.
That was great.
Bent your mind over and slammed it.
No, you're absolutely right. It's confidence because you're right. When I have no agenda talking to these girls.
Nope.
None. I don't want to sleep with them. I mean, I would, but I don't want to sleep with them. I mean,
impressed.
Look, we're guys. If there is a semi-attractive girl, there is a part of us that thinks the entire time talking to them or even being in the same room. Yeah, bang that.
I wonder what her vagina looks like up close.
You know, I wonder what kind of panties she wears. I'm just wondering.
Or if she wears them.
Does she have big nipples? Like, we all think that.
Pencil erasers.
Ouch, poke your eye out. But yeah, meh.
That's it. You had a confidence when you went into that conversation. You were talking to them as human beings. You had no ulterior motive. You were not trying to get in their pants directly.
Right.
And so they They picked up on that, and they were excited because they were like, now here's a guy. Uh-huh. Granted, not the best looking guy.
Thanks.
You know?
Yeah.
Maybe not playing with a full deck, but he's got confidence. He's coming in here. He's talking to us. I like what he's doing. I like where he's coming from.
I like what he's laying down.
I like what he's laying down. And then you bring up the wife, and then they're devastated, crestfallen, if you will.
I mean, it was very flattering because there's nothing.
Sure.
That's a really cool trip to have three girls disappointed all at once over my fat ass. Like, maybe you girls should get some better standards.
Yeah, well, you know.
But nevertheless, I'll take it. I'm very flattered. So what am I supposed to do now? Walk in there. Good day, madam. My name is Mr. Patrick. My wife's name is Jessie. I have been married for a fortnight. Like, what? Like, am I supposed to show my... Am I supposed to present my ring to every... Like, everybody I go up to and I'm like, hi, this is my wedding ring. So what would you like to talk about? Like, what?
Yeah, I don't know what the answer to that is.
Also...
That's a difficult one.
I grew a beard, sort of.
To the rugged?
It's...
Kind of rugged thing?
It's my pubes, but...
Ooh.
It really kind of is. I don't grow a good beard, but I grew, and ever since I grew the beard, I'm getting more attention.
Really?
Yeah. There's more girls like talking to me. I don't know if it's coincidence, but it just seems like, and they all complimented my beard.
Now, you know what you need to do?
What's that?
Is you need to shave it to make it like the Fu Manchu.
Oh, I got to do a little Fu Manchu. I was thinking just straight state trooper, yeah. Which is also known as pedophile.
Yes.
Unless you for a full mustache like that, you're either one of things. You're a cop. Well, three things. A cop or a firefighter, which is respect. That's fine.
Sure.
Got that. Or you're a pedophile.
Yeah.
There is no in-between.
No.
There is no alternate. No, you're either cop, firefighter, pedophile.
See, and that's why I'm happy I can't grow a proper mustache.
Because you would, I mean, you're already a pedophile.
I'm always under the radar. They never know where I'm coming
Every
from.
Time I come over here, you have to tell me that in accordance with Megan's Law, I have to inform you that.
He's got to sign, Pat has to sign all kinds of waivers just to come down into the rape basement.
I don't know why. I'm 31.
Well, you know what? It's just the way it is. You got to get used to it, all right? When you go out to a bar and you talk to women, you're just going to have to identify yourself as a married man. Hi, I'm Patrick. I'm a married man.
Hi, my name is Patrick.
Hi, Pat. Patrick.
I've been married for 4.5 years. Is there a 12-step program for this?
There you go. Step one. Step one is...
Admitting the problem.
Admitting the problem.